And welcome to the Best of Drew and Mike program for this weekend. And I think we have a pretty nice lineup.
Mm-hmm.
We're not running short of Best of yet.
Never. When you create as great of content as we do.
How many shows we've done?
I know. But there's plenty left, really?
Yeah, we're still in 2016, except for one of them.
Well, the Best of is only, what, 5 weeks old? I hope we're still in 2016.
I think we've done 10 shows.
Have we done that many?
10th Best of, yeah.
Pretty wise time going so fast.
Well, there were extra days when we had 4th of July, you know, a couple extra.
It's a couple days.
And I don't know why time
Why
is
am
going
I 5 weeks off? Are your asking, genes impacting me?
I was going to say, why?
My time-telling genes?
Yes.
That is the funniest thing, how you and Zooves are so far off in time.
I know.
Have you asked you guys about other things and how long they took.
It's not going to leave my brain anytime soon. I'm looking for opportunities. I want them interviewed separately, though.
That's so weird.
Today, I think this is a good one. It's Ursae. You know, I had the weird experience, and believe me, it has no reflection on my childhood, of growing up and being friends with Jim Ursae, whose dad bought the Los Angeles Rams when we were teenagers, only to have Jimmy tell us that he's going to trade him for the Baltimore Colts tomorrow. And we're like, yeah, right, because nobody did that. And he did.
Wow.
And then, of course, he moved him to Indianapolis. That was a big deal. And I don't know if do we get into the drunken press conference of his dad in this portion?
I don't think we do on this one.
That might be another one. That's a future best.
Did you know Ursae was in the news this week, by the way?
No.
Ryan Leaf revealed this letter that Hunter S. Thompson wrote to Jim Ursae about the draft and about drafting Ryan Leaf.
Wow, really?
It's bizarre.
Suggesting that he should have drafted Ryan Leaf?
Jim Ursae got a plea to draft Ryan Leaf from Hunter S. Thompson.
Thompson basically said, hey, I'll give you money if you draft Ryan Leaf instead of Peyton Manning.
Hunter S. Thompson a Colts fan?
I think he was just a big football fan. He was a huge sports fan.
He was friends with Jimmy.
Oh, like good friends?
Yeah, pretty good friends, I think.
That's
Jimmy
cool.
Probably knows Depp.
Wow, was he at the launch of Thompson's
Possibly.
Ashes?
Possibly. They were pretty good friends, I know that.
Wait, did any of that overlap with you?
No.
You know that Hunter Thompson?
No, that's way past my
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
Although we did talk to Jimmy on the phone a couple of years ago, me and two others. The Triple Threat Trio had a conference call with Ursae. No need to characterize that.
Ursae needed $30 million. He was asking Hunter S. Thompson for a loan.
What?
Dear James, in response to your addled request for a quick $30 million loan to secure the services of the Manning kid, I have to say no at this time. But the Leaf boy is another matter. He looks strong.
That's got to be a joke.
And Manning doesn't, or at least not strong enough to handle the welcome to the NFL business for 2 years without a world-class offensive line. How are you fixed at left offensive tackle for the next few years, James? Think about it. You don't want a China doll back there when that freak sap comes crashing in. Okay, let me know if you need some money for Leaf. And I expect to be very rich when this Depp movie comes out. Your faithful consultant, Hunter.
That's why Johnny Depp talks the way he does.
That's really interesting.
That's really funny.
I know I'm having this picture of Jimmy, Johnny Depp, and Hunter S. Thompson partying together.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking Jimmy is the most together of the three.
He wouldn't need a $30 million loan.
No way. I think that's a joke.
Ridiculous.
And I wonder if Jimmy was there when, wait, was it, it was Sean Penn and who's the actor who was nailing his nanny? He was married to Sienna Miller.
Judd.
One of our finest actors, Baltasar Getty.
Yeah, they
They
were reading Hunter S. Thompson's writings to him while he was dying. Which was a weird thing. Like, if anybody wants to, like, that's like somebody playing the show to me when I'm dying. What the fuck? That would be so weird.
Oh, you know, that'd make you happy.
I don't think so. I don't know what I would want. I would want some good drugs, is what I would want.
Yes. You'd be listening to the Beatles.
I'll figure out what to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Some Beatles tunes.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jim Ursae, I think this goes into the story about visiting the L&L2 Lounge, which was the first gentleman's club I ever went to, and I was only 17. I was 16, I think, and there were a couple guys younger than me, I believe, but that was quite an experience.
It goes hand in glove with the Stormy Daniels. Yeah.
Was it better or worse than Baby Dolls?
was better.
Par.
There was a ping pong trick that was kind of cool.
I think you talk about that.
I've never seen it since.
Did you get the text, by the way, the video from Jim? The latest ping pong video that's the rage?
No.
Jim sent a text. Anybody up for ping pong later? And it's a gif of this nude guy hitting a ping pong ball with his dick.
Really?
Like playing it with his paddle, which
yes.
I watched it, and I have to say, it's pretty,
he's precise.
Pretty amazing that he actually hit the ping pong ball with his... that guy is...
Oh, there it is.
He's easily 5/8. He's not fully erect, but he's a full sea crest. 5/8 erect.
Enough to bat it over.
Isn't that hilarious?
But he's got to keep himself a little bit hard.
Yeah, throughout the game.
That's like a porn play.
It looks like he got it over the net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And then we have Tony Z. Tony Z's first appearance,
yep.
Which was it was really interesting. This guy's, we've had a strange trip with him. He was covering the Taylor Swift squeezed my ass trial. And, of course, that's led to his appearance, which is Wednesday
yep.
at the Corner Bar in Hamtramck. Looking forward to that. Then we have seeing people get hurt and the joys of seeing people get hurt, which
oh
I think many, many have experienced.
Some of our favorite YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
The escalators?
You feel bad they're hurt, it's not going to change.
Are the best ones.
Oh, no, the escalator. Falling up an escalator is really ridiculous.
Yeah, that was very weird. I always find the balconies falking and the dock falling.
That's what you're saying. It.
I don't know why. I just it makes me laugh. I mean, not if somebody got hurt. Well,
especially if it's a wedding party and they all fall into water.
That was great. Oh, yeah. That was great. And then we wrap it up with Murray Wilson, who... That's really some of the greatest outtake stuff, and it's a bunch of the Beach Boys yelling back at Murray as he's trying to coach them to greatness.
Great pair. Great pair. So, up there with Joe Jackson.
Please enjoy another best of Drew and Mike, and we'll see you with a new show on Monday.
I wanted a Harman Kardon so bad. I don't know why I wanted that particular stereo, but I know that was just kicked ass, and that was what I always dreamed
Wait,
and fantasized
kind?
About. A Harman Kardon.
Harman Kardon. God,
it was
I don't
like
even
the
know that.
Best, you know, and like big, ballsy stereo that was always
was
what...
Was it powerful?
Yeah, that was one that the
Harman
best.
Kardon. I don't
yeah.
know that brand.
Yeah, big...
Harman
you know,
Kardon.
Powerful, and you could just blow people's faces out with it.
Yeah, I went with the JBLs. If you got JBL speakers, you got something going.
And of course, I'd be, you know, like jamming it, and my parents would be like, Trudy, turn that down.
Of course.
It's like having a fast car, and you can't drive it.
JBL speakers and Jensen's in the car.
Yeah.
Jensen's, baby.
They were the shit, though.
They were.
Yeah.
They
turn
were.
Off the radio!
Jensen's were awesome. They were so loud. They were a little trebly. But they were loud as hell.
Were they?
Yes, they were.
See, women and men hear that, perceive that differently. But I always loved bass, though.
Oh, well, then you might not have liked Jensen's. They were definitely on the trebly side.
Yeah.
If you liked bass, you would have liked riding around with my friend Jim Irsay, who now owns the Indianapolis Colts, because he had
like
two,
that now.
Two speakers. Yeah, you would like him anytime. He had two speakers like this big
oh, man.
Sitting in the back of his
oh,
car.
My God.
You could not see out the back window except for a little space in the middle and a little bit over the top of the speakers. And he got pulled over many times for it, played dumb every time. It's like, oh, I had no idea. I thought I could see fine.
Those were the days, though, when you wanted to put your home speaker in your car.
Oh, yeah. And he did. And he sat him in the back, and you couldn't see anything out the back. And
wow.
No one thought anything about it until he was pulled over, too. It was like, this is so cool. They fit perfectly. So he got a new stereo, of course. And yeah. It was like, what am I going to do with it? You know, I think he was debating whether he should sell his speakers. And you should put them in your car, man. They'd wail. And he's like, oh, my God, what a great idea. And so he wired them up. And sure enough, they sounded great in the car.
Wow.
Didn't see at the back.
Kudos, Jim Irsay. He was thinking out of the box even then.
He was. And I still remember that was the car that I drove in to my first strip club, the L&L 2 in Highland Park, Illinois, where I saw my first ping pong ball action.
It's too much to see it the first time.
And cigarette. I've never seen it since. I've never seen the ping pong thing ever since. It was my first time. I was 16 years old. And I just remember going in there, and this girl who was, you know, I thought she was hot. She's probably like 25, and she comes over and sits in my lap, and she's like, how are you doing, honey? And I was like, oh, my God, this is so hot. And she's like, will you buy me a drink? And I had like $10 on me. I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, sure. You know, what do you want? And she's like, they just brought him ginger ale.
Oh, right.
Because it was fully nude, they couldn't serve alcohol.
Yeah, that's
so they would charge you like $7 for ginger ale for the dancer who was asking, you know, for you to buy him a drink.
Right.
And then
what a system.
The other cool thing was my friend, I'm not going to say his name because it'd be too humiliating. He'd never even kissed a girl, and he was a little younger than us. And in fact, I think he was 15 or maybe even 14. This other girl came up to him, and she goes, "How are you doing, darling?" And she was wearing a dress, and she put her dress over his head. Like that. And when that dress came off his head, I've never seen a face so red in my life. It was so funny. And oh, did he look disoriented.
Oh, my God.
And the number
disoriented.
The evening climaxed when another dear friend of mine, whose name I won't mention, drove home to pick up $35 of his paper route money so he could go to the champagne room and get a BJ from Venus.
Venus,
the ping pong ball girl.
Oh wow, she blew out a candle.
She could have.
Really?
But yeah, Venus in the champagne room. And I remember the negotiation, finding out about all the things you could do. And you go to the champagne room for $35. And, I got like $50 of my paper route money at home. Go home and get some paper route money. And he came back with exactly $35, of course. And the funny thing was, when he went up to the champagne room, I remember thinking, oh, we're going to be here for a while. And I had no money, of course. But Jim Irsay always had lots of money, so that wasn't a huge issue. But as I recall, they returned from the champagne room in about 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
It all went down pretty quickly.
Quick $35.
Hey, yep.
Wow.
Hey, Jay's got a nice little video going here.
Well, you were just talking about haven't seen the ping pong, so I thought so you could reminisce.
Oh. Yeah.
I was going to get up and come over.
It's Trudy, the way this is so artfully done.
Really?
She's sitting there with her legs spread, and there's like a cup that is covering her midsection. You can't see anything except the ball comes flying out.
Okay. Maybe it's trickery. But
is there any audio?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, she's close on every one. She's about 10 feet away. Whoa! Sent that one flying. Oh, that was weak. You turn that down a little bit. Fake or real, you decide. Of course it's real.
Why can't you get it in the cup?
I don't think she landed one. I don't think she's hit yet. What did you Google, Jay? Find this?
Just ping ball and vagina. This is the first one. We'll put a link on the
site.
And
by the way, what a classy room she's doing this in. Yeah. It's got this really scuzzy looking
pink,
weird blue paint and pink carpet. It looks like a carpet remnant for sure. The red walls with the chipped red paint. And
hey, girls got to make a living.
What is that thing? Oh, there's a big stain in the carpet I just noticed.
Whatever
that is. Yeah, torn carpet.
Ah, yeah. Jeez.
There's a radiator, you know, one of those old radiators.
You're not supposed to be distracted by the things in the room.
I know, I just couldn't help but notice that
yeah.
It was a little skanky. The whole scene's a bit skanky.
A little lube over here.
Oh, wonderful. That's what that is. Yeah.
The little tray holding all the ping pong balls.
That's adorable.
Oh.
Isn't she sweet? What a trooper. She keeps going. She hasn't hit one yet, but she does not give up easily. I think this spells some kind of success for her down the road.
Is this about what you experienced your one and only time seeing the ping ball?
It's similar, yeah.
Similar.
It's, yeah. Although I think Venus had a little more range.
Oh.
To make the thing go further.
Really?
Because she was sending them out to the crowd from the stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Special delivery.
Yep. They were flying out.
Did they catch them and keep them, or do you send them back?
I think people kept the balls.
A ball return?
I think it was a souvenir, just like at a baseball game.
Oh.
And it was the grand finale, too, of her.
Oh, like fireworks.
Stage appearance, yeah. Should we call a couple of these people at the trial?
Yes, there's the 10-year-old, and there's the other girl who doesn't want him to pass it along. Then there's Anthony, who's 29, a dude. He said, "I've been here since 3:45 a.m. It seems interesting, so I just showed up."
Does he take a vacation day, or does he just not work?
He must not work. He got a lot of time on his hand.
I'm very curious about that.
And there's a guy named Matt who's 28. He says, what else is there to do on a Tuesday?
Work.
There's a lot of things.
Go to work.
You get to see a celebrity in court and see how it goes. I think we should start with him.
Okay. What a tool.
See, that's that bottom number there, Jay. And see if he can really break down the proceedings for us.
What's her stupid song about the boyfriend she'll never be with again
never,
or something?
Never, ever.
Never, ever, ever.
We are never getting back together.
Oh, we are never, ever. Actually, it's kind of this pretty funny hook, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Was that a huge hit?
Oh, yeah.
I know it had to be. Because I'm old.
Her song was a little bit.
But when I was thinking about this today, when my dad was, what'd you say? I can't hear very well.
Songs aren't that bad.
No, she has a couple songs that are okay.
Catchy as hell.
When my dad was my age, he'd been going, who's this Taylor Swift person? Swear to God. Why is she on the front of my newspaper?
Of course, every news story has to use this damn song. Wow, this song is like a 20-second intro.
Oh, is this Taylor Swift?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
What's the name of this song?
Bad Blood.
Is this about an ex-boyfriend?
They all are.
Wait, why is Kendrick Lamar?
It's a mashup. What's this guy's name?
Matthew.
Come on, Matt. What's he waiting
Your
for?
Call has been forwarded to an automated
oh, he's waiting for tomorrow already.
He's already.
Four.
There was nothing in court today, by the way. It didn't sound like.
No.
Bye.
There was talk of a possible settlement being discussed because they couldn't figure out why they needed a private meeting with the judge.
He's going to give her 50 cents.
They were suggesting that maybe one side wanted to settle. I don't know.
What? Why would she settle?
I don't think she would.
He's going, well, so he's going to settle?
I don't know. Somebody was speculating.
Did you see what the internet picked up on today? The courtroom sketches?
You know, I got to tell you, this is as boring to me as a movie before electricity. Courtroom sketches. I don't care. I want to see video. We can't get a camera in the courtroom. Isn't it good to see the courtroom?
Yeah, absolutely. When has there ever been a courtroom sketch that looks like the person? They never look like the person.
No, apparently they hire first graders to do courtroom photos.
Remember we talked to the Tom Brady lady?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. She's all nutty.
Oops.
She was so bummed.
Okay, should we try the other dope that went to this trial?
Yeah. Which one do you want to do?
The 29-year-old guy or 28-year-old
Yeah,
guy
that's fine.
The other guy? Whoever the other guy is. I can't believe a guy wanted to go to this trial.
Yeah, he's... This is the guy that got in line at
Unless he's concerned about squeezing girls' asses because he likes to do it a lot. And he wants to see what could happen to him. It's a learning experience.
He's taking notes on how to assault somebody without getting caught.
This story is really huge. I mean, it's like...
I know. Well, there's
one of the lead national stories.
There's nothing else really going on. I mean, outside of North Korea.
What's this dude's name? Anthony.
Hello.
Hey, is this Anthony?
Yes.
Anthony, this is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Did you attend the Taylor Swift trial?
I did.
You did? Wow. Was it interesting?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Are you a huge Taylor Swift fan?
I like her music a lot, yeah.
So what time did you have to show up?
I got there at 5 a.m. this morning.
Oh, my God. So you had to take a vacation day from work?
I'm actually a musician.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So I do that full time.
Were you in a band?
I am, yes. Immortal Sin.
Immortal Sin.
Immortal Sin?
What
are
kind
you guys,
of music
you guys
do you
online?
Play?
You got a website and stuff?
Yeah. We're on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, all big ones, SoundCloud.
Bandcamp?
Yeah.
What's
ImmortalSin.com or ImmortalSin.bandcamp.com. It's just a place where you can sell your music.
Oh, pizza's here.
Oh, hang on a
second, Anthony. The pizza
here.
Just arrived.
He is knocking loudly like the instructions said because we're in a basement. His name's Jordan.
He's supposed
have him
to
come
knock
on in.
He startled me. So, Anthony, let me ask you something. Did you read the story about who the most important person in the band is today? It was a study, actually, and it's way off the subject, but I just thought I'd ask since you're in a band.
I believe I saw something floating around that the bass player was
most
important.
Yes, the bass player. People apparently hear bass tones. Hey, we're recording. How you doing? Hey, how's
it going? Can you hang out a little bit,
Jordan? You listen to any podcasts?
Yeah.
I'm talking to the pizza guy, Anthony.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not you, Anthony.
Oh, that's okay.
Step up to the mic, Jordan. A couple orders
in the car. Oh,
man, he's got big pipes, too.
Yeah.
You too busy to hang out?
Really? Well, what's going on with you guys?
We're talking about the Taylor Swift trial.
Oh. You're a big Swift fan?
Did you see the... Anthony, did you see the picture of the guy who's supposedly squeezing her ass?
No.
You did?
I did, yes. They've been showing that in court ad nauseum.
Hang on a sec, Anthony.
Hang on, Anthony.
Okay.
Hey, you didn't see the picture? Jordan, you got to get with it, man. If you're going to deliver the podcast, you got to see, you got to know what's going on.
I had no idea.
I'm just kidding.
Jordan, you be our personal pizza delivery guy? Like, can we request you if we order pizza from Domino's?
Can.
We can?
We have regulars around the area.
Right. Okay, cool.
Where's the Domino? I mean, mainly because you followed the complex instruction of going down the stairs and knocking loudly.
Yeah, we were impressed.
I sure did. I seen the note on there. And,
sorry, Anthony.
I had to follow.
That's all right.
Okay, cool.
All right.
So you know where we are now, and we'll take good care of you. Next time, you better be up on things.
I'm going to hang out for a while
yeah,
next time.
We'll get you on Mike.
Drew and Mike podcast. Drew and Mike podcast, yeah.
Gotcha. You can request me. We're at 9 in Coolidge.
All right, cool. Perfect.
Oh, he's close by.
All right.
Sweet.
Thank you, Jordan.
Okay, Anthony. Sorry, we're back with you.
Drive safe.
All right.
We got distracted by our pizza delivery.
That's okay.
Live on the program.
All right. So this band, what kind of music do you guys do?
No, wait. I want to ask you, play, what do you play in the band?
I play rhythm guitar. I do some lead work as well.
Are you jealous of the bass player now?
No. I stick by my instrument.
Okay. Is it possible he could get an ego if he reads that story?
It is possible.
Oh, boy. Okay. I just thought I'd ask you about that. Anyway, so the Taylor Swift trial, do you have a gig tonight or that you need to get to? I mean, you wasn't going to screw up your sleep or anything? Or how often does the band play?
No. We play 2 or 3 times a month only. You know, we don't want to spread ourselves too thin, you know?
You sure that's not too busy a schedule?
Yeah, no, it's good. Usually when we play, we open for national acts. So
Who have you opened for?
We've opened for Winger, Great White, Warrant, Firehouse, Rat.
Wait, how old are you? 60?
29.
29?
Well,
don't you want to open for some younger bands?
Like Taylor Swift? Is that you're at the trial?
Hey.
No, I'm at the trial because, I just found it interesting and I do enjoy her music, and some shameless self-promotion is always good, too.
And you have 28 free days a month, because you said you play a couple gigs a month, so you got 28 days of what? What do you do the rest of the 28 days when you don't have a gig?
Work on music, promote the band.
Okay.
Wait, that's enough to live on?
Yeah, I get by.
Anthony, you got to have some piece of ass you're really relying on to pay the rent, don't you?
Or mom and dad.
Yeah, probably the latter a little bit.
I love your honesty, Anthony. Okay, cool. Yeah. Now, is mom and dad, are they bugging you like, Anthony, 2 or 3 gigs a month? Dude, you got to get out of the house. You got your life going. You're 29 years old, Anthony. Come on.
they talk to me about it, but they know the music aspect is important, too. So they're fine with it.
How long has the band been together, though?
I formed the band back in 2004 when I was in high school. But I put it on hiatus for 6 years while I was in another project here in town. And then I reformed it in 2012 and we've been going since then.
So how many times do you say, Mom, we're about to break?
I've said that a few times, but it's coming, you know, I feel it.
Is there a potential record deal or have you had a record deal?
We have record deal, but we have had some interest in us, and there's more coming on that next year. We're working with the guy in Sweden right now.
Oh, wow. That's about as good as working with Lou Pearlman.
Well,
a guy in Sweden. What about LA?
Yeah, man, come on, you're in America.
Oh, we don't know too many people in L.A. We know a girl there that said she wanted to be our publicist, but never followed through. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, back to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, how
briefly, briefly, I'm more interested in where this man's career is going. Yeah, wait, can we crank some Immortal Sin? Can you, Mark, can you find him? Where do we find you?
By the way, it's S-Y-N-N.
Oh, well, that's part of the problem. I mean, yeah, when anybody goes, hey, what's your band? You say, it's Immortal Sin. But it's S-Y-N-N.
S-Y-N-N. Is there stuff online we can listen to?
Yeah, just type it into Google and it should come up. Or if you just go to soundcloud.com/immortalsin.
Wait, Immortal, the
Wait,
Y.
You have two different names. Anthony, this is not marketing, dude. I
need some direction.
Do I have to take over this band? I want you guys to make it. But you got two names. That's crazy. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Whoa.
This is titled Strength! With an exclamation point.
Strength, exclamation point. Did you write this, Anthony?
Our singer and lead guitarist wrote this song.
Okay.
Who did the artwork?
Mike Learn. He lives here in Boulder.
Love his work.
He's also done work for Megadeth.
Oh, he's done work for Megadeth?
Wow. Yeah, he did the album cover of The System Has Failed.
Which song off Machine Men features you mainly?
I think you're too low in the mix here, by the way. I can hardly hear the rhythm guitar, Anthony.
It's all good.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's all good. I wrote 9 of the songs that are on the album.
What, Mark took the one song you didn't write?
Yeah, that and Dark of Dawn I didn't write.
Okay, Mark, we need one of Anthony's songs.
How about Dark Abyss? It's the shortest.
Have you ever
heard of... that's actually one of the first songs I wrote for the band.
Have you ever heard of a band called Daviop from Minneapolis?
No.
Is that the worst band name you've ever heard of?
That doesn't sound very thrilling.
No, it's not very catchy at all.
He has to spell it as well.
A fun fact, I'm doing lead vocals on this song.
Really?
Wow, this is heavy, man.
Yeah. Our
Jammer
was able to figure out how to sing it fast enough in the studio, so I had to do it.
Oh, what a pussy.
He's got it now, though.
It's not bad. So
Jay is our hard rock. Well, if you could, what do you call this, by the way?
Metal,
okay.
Yeah,
well, Jay would be the closest thing we have to a metal expert. Jay, opinion? Jay gives a thumbs up. Cool. That's a big endorsement.
Are you able to slip Taylor Swift a demo?
I mean, that'd be cool.
Well, why don't you?
Yeah, slip her one in court.
I mean, if you can get up to her, she has security everywhere in that courtroom.
How many interviews have you done regarding the Taylor Swift thing? And when you do them, how many times do you slip in, by the way, check out Immortal Sin on YouTube or on Bandcamp?
Or S-Y-N-N.
S-Y-N-N. With a, is that an umlaut over the Y, by the way?
Yeah, I've probably done about 12 to 15 interviews so far.
You plug the band every time?
I do. Most of the time I've noticed that they've asked me about it because I've been wearing my shirt and they see that I have long hair, so they ask me about my music, and that's when
shirt. Good call.
You're more with it than we ever thought.
Admit we're more interested in your band than anyone who's interviewed you.
I brought business cards to hand out to everyone today as well.
Good call. Oh. Okay. Now I know it. See, I was thinking any guy that went to court, we were actually talking on it, I said, who's this guy that can just show up at 5 o'clock, wait for the Taylor Swift seat in the courtroom, and he doesn't have to go to work? What is this? But of course, it's a musician who's plugging his band. I'm with you, man. I'm down
Thank
with
you.
It.
Are mom and dad cool with it?
Yeah, they're very cool with it.
Have they seen you on TV?
Yes, they did see me on some morning show. I don't know. I've been getting messages from a ton of people saying they've been seeing me on the news or on online newspapers or on the Today Show. A bunch of people said they saw me on that.
Anthony, it's got to buy you at least 4 more months for mom and dad support.
Yeah.
I think Anthony's made it all about him, which I appreciate because I like making it all about me.
Cool, cool. I got a question. How'd y'all track me down?
Well, Mark was reading a story about the trial, and I guess they...
You're listed?
Yeah.
Your mom and dad didn't unlist you when they paid your phone bill? When they paid your phone bill, they didn't check the box to make you non-published.
Oh, that's cool. No, I don't care. I was just wondering.
Did they pay your phone bill, by the way, or did you pay it?
They do.
Did they pay your rent?
Cool, cool.
Well, he lives with his mom and dad.
Oh, you live with them?
No. I have my own place. And we go half and half.
Half and half. Oh, you go halves. That's cool.
Do you have roommates?
Yeah. No, I had them for a while, but
must
I
be
do
nice.
Better on my own.
Man, I want to be Anthony. I want to be 29.
I kind of do, too.
God.
How much that's cool. How much pussy are you crushing?
Not as much as I would like.
That's always the answer.
That's right. I'm hearing his music going, this guy sounds like, you know, maybe something similar to Motley Crue, who relied on women to pay their bills and give them food and give them drugs and all the things that band members need, but... I know Anthony sounds a little laid back. So
take us through an average day where you're not going to see Taylor Swift in court or writing music. Like, what time do you get up and what do you do? Make us jealous.
I mean, I go to bed when the sun starts coming up. and then for a while, I was watching every episode of Star Trek. So that took me about 8 months to do. And now I'm just trying to look for a new series on Netflix.
Man, I love how productive you are.
Drew loves Ozark.
Yeah, Ozark. Have you tried Ozark?
Who pays your Netflix bill?
That'll chew up a couple days.
Whose Netflix password do you have? Mom and Dad's?
Yeah.
You know, man, I was going to make fun of Anthony, but I think he's got
honesty
a great deal.
Is refreshing.
Yeah, it is very. He's being very honest. I would.
Yeah, I mean, I just call it how it is.
Yeah,
say it how it is. You
that's
know?
A cool. Rocker, man.
So tell us about the trial. What did you see in court? Were you there both days or just today?
I was there on both days. I wasn't there for jury selection, but I was there yesterday and today.
Okay, we don't care about the jury, even though they matter greatly. You've seen the picture. You've seen a little bit of testimony. You actually saw the guy who's accused of doing this on, under oath on the stand. If you're on the jury right now, would you be leaning towards believing her or him?
Well, right now I'm neutral, but if I had to pick, I would be leaning more toward her. And one of the reasons is because he reminded me of a kid who had to go to the principal's office while he was talking to Taylor Swift's lawyer. Because the lawyer was really abrasive and direct, and the DJ, he just had kind of a shaky, like whiny voice with almost no confidence to it.
Yeah.
So, he needed to like really pick up his game if he wanted to sway anyone, but he's off the stand now, so I don't know if he's going to get another chance at it.
So he basically, you felt like he thought he was in trouble.
Yeah, and he just kept fumbling around his words and going back on things that he said previously.
He would never survive.
Keep reminding him.
He would never survive an Immortal Sin mosh pit, would he?
No, he would not.
Yeah, he'd get his ass kicked. So, in other words, you think he's guilty of having no game, which makes him guilty.
Yes.
That's interesting. Because that lawyer sounded really tough, and he sounded really good. It sounded like when he was under examination by his own lawyer, he did a lot better.
No, he was still the same under... But his lawyer was kind of a wet noodle as well. So,
hey Jay, is that Immortal Sin?
Yeah.
Wow, we're watching you guys play now on a big screen.
Oh, sweet!
And that's Anthony on the right
with the yellow guitar.
Yeah, yellow guitar.
Yeah, Anthony. I'm the yellow guitar.
I don't see this.
Ooh, nice rig,
sweet
man.
Sweet axe.
Jeez.
Thank you.
This is a live gig.
Wow.
Immortal Sin or SYNN.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you playing here? It looks like a bar.
Are you watching that on YouTube?
Jay, is that YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a World Viral TV. Got a banner over your stage.
The Colorado Harvest
Festival?
Oh,
okay.
Or?
Yeah, that's it. Herman's Hideaway.
Is that Ron Jeremy walked by?
Oh, it looks like Wiswell.
No.
Did.
No, it's a really well-known bar here in Denver.
Okay. Do you have a good crowd?
Is this sound check?
No, that's during our show. We always bring in a really good crowd over there.
Cool.
When? I mean, on this video?
Video we had a good crowd. I mean, you can't see them because they're all, you know, obviously behind the camera, but...
Wow. No, the band looks
drum
good.
Solo!
Now, you know,
oh, drum solo! Oh, my God!
A lot of bands maybe might tear up a hotel room on tour or, you know, get really hammered or whatever. Why don't you make your hook getting found contempt of court? Can you get put placed in contempt of court while viewing Taylor Swift and just yell out immortal sin as
they're handcuffing you? Yeah, get thrown out. You'll be the lead story.
I mean, it would be cool if they had, like, cameras in there and stuff to get it on, you know,
get on
video,
TV.
But they don't. So.
Well, Anthony's headbanging big time now.
Yeah, he's got that down.
God, that's some great hair you got there, dude.
Thank you.
Have you and the three other guitar players discussed losing the drum solo?
Right now, that drummer that you see on the video, he's out of town. We have a fill-in playing with us, but that drummer in the video is the only one who does the solos. But we put it in there just to, you know, kind of showcase him a little bit since everyone has a solo except for him. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. And how many of the four guitar players, how many have jobs and aren't able to watch Star Trek for 8 months?
Well, two of them are currently in school. The bassist and lead guitar, they're in school right now. Our singer is a pizza delivery guy. And our current drummer teaches guitar lessons and... Or not guitar lessons, sorry. He teaches drum lessons and writes drum books and has another full-time band.
Wait, seems to me you're watching more Star Trek than anybody else in the band.
Yeah, no one else in the band except our lead guitarist, I think, has ever seen an episode of it.
But they don't have time. You've got all the time in the world. Do you ever feel like, you know, I should be doing more? I'm watching all these Star Trek episodes. Where is this getting me? Or do you feel like this is so cool? I can't wait to watch all the Star Trek today.
I mean, I like it, but, you know, like I said, I do write music and work on that a lot of the time. So it really does, at least in this last month especially, it's consumed most of my time promoting our new album that came out.
So Star Trek could inspire you to write good music?
It can, okay. Yeah. I mean, okay. It's got some good themes in it, you know.
What was
some good philosophical stuff.
What was the last non-immortal sin job you had?
Working for the Parks Department in the city of Denver.
And the reason you left the job was?
They didn't call me back.
Why?
Wait, why would they have to call you? Did you call and say, do I need to come into work today? And they
seasonal.
Didn't call back? So you just
no,
figured,
no, it was seasonal.
Okay, I got it.
Were you a model employee? Yeah.
I'd like to think that I was, but everyone else thought I complained too much and that I sounded like an old man.
Oh, man, what were you complaining about? Just work in general.
You know, government and efficiency don't go hand in hand. And I tried to make them go hand in hand, and it didn't turn out well.
I have a funny feeling you may have been late to work occasionally.
A couple times, but I didn't make a habit of it.
Okay, man. All hey, right. Anthony, listen, we appreciate that. Are you going to be at the Taylor Swift trial any more days?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Cool.
I believe she's going to take the stand tomorrow.
Okay, well, can we count on you if we call you tomorrow on the same time? Can we count on you for coverage?
You're our correspondent now.
Officially.
Yeah, you can. What's the name of your show again?
The Drew and Mike Podcast.
Drew and Mike. Cool. All right. And you'll be calling from this number. I'll save you my phone.
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. Sounds good.
Sounds good, Anthony.
Anthony, real quick, how does Taylor Swift look in person?
She looks the exact same as she does in everything else you've seen her in.
Really? And
yes.
How's her demeanor? Is she icy to people, or is she like fake gratuitous? Like, what's she like?
She's, you know, listening intently to what's going on. Although today she got really pissed off at the other side's lawyer and looked like she's ready to jump across the table and tear him a new one.
Ooh. Ah. Wow.
I heard she was making faces.
Yeah, she was.
Did you see her mom crying yesterday?
I did.
How fake was that?
I don't know if it was necessarily fake, but I don't know. I really don't have anything to say about it.
Okay, that's all right. I think you can still be our correspondent. I would have liked a stronger answer on the mother crying, but that's okay.
All right.
He didn't know he was our correspondent, but now
that's
he
does. That's true. I kind of want him. I just want him to agree with
now
me.
Now you're
that's
on
all.
The clock.
Yeah.
Now we're now you're being paid. Your parents will flow you a few extra bucks from us.
We'll call you tomorrow. We'll call you tomorrow, Anthony. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good. You're welcome.
See ya.
You bet. See ya.
Man, I like this dude.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
God, Star Trek for 8 months.
Oh, this guy ruled. What'd you want? I want his life.
I'm blown away.
Here's an ad for their new album.
Hey, all. How's it going? Tony Z here. I'm just making this video to remind everybody that our new album, Machine Men, is about to go live on Bandcamp, immortalsin.bandcamp.com. It's going to go live in about 20 minutes, Mountain Daylight Time. Also today, the CDs for the album came in, the Machine Men album. These, however, will not be available until, as of right now, October 8th. That's going to be our official CD
what date is this?
Show.
Is this
so,
today?
If you want to get one of these.
August 3rd. Their new album just came out.
He said he's got CDs. Right. Why do we have to wait 2 months for the CD?
I don't know.
Check out the inside.
All I know is this has.
We got to ask Anthony tomorrow.
This is 126 views and three thumbs up now.
Those are going to be available.
Sweet.
When we do our CD release show. And any we'll comments? Have more information on that.
Yeah, somebody wrote, pointless
weeks.
Video. At least play a tiny bit of a song.
Are you kidding? Copy, really? They get ragged on?
One comment.
Go to
can somebody write,
I'm right.
Anthony's at the Taylor Swift trial giving great
and
commentary
go ahead and
for a podcast in Detroit or something like that.
And it was so much fun. And this one time, we all lost our music, and we were supposed to play the song, but we didn't know it. So we just made it up. And we kept playing and playing, and the conductor didn't know what we were doing, and it was so funny. So, you're pissed about something, huh?
I hate to say this, because I know people die from this, and it's incredibly insensitive, but there's
serious
something...
Serious issue, shallow thought.
Yeah, serious issue, shallow thought. It's really, it's beyond shallow. I mean, people may hate me for this. I can't stop watching replays of, like, decks breaking. Where you get 50 people on the deck, and all of a sudden the deck collapses, and all the people come down. And how about the concert where the whole stands broke down?
Yeah.
It was like, I couldn't stop watching it, slow-mo-ing it and stuff.
What was wild about that is the first thing security took care of was getting Snoop and Wiz Khalifa out of there.
Really?
That's what they said. They said right away they got out of there. I'm like, wait, why wouldn't Snoop hang out and help?
Was anyone hurt in that?
Yeah, a lot of people were hurt. Uh-huh.
How bad? Like, anyone die?
Nah, they'll be fine.
So it was cool.
You can marvel at it.
Well,
isn't it usually at a college campus, the decks, too? Like,
Well, a lot of them. But do you? When I replay them and go over them, I like to look at a different person every time.
He replays them.
It's terrible.
Well, you like watching in their face when they realize that something's not right.
The way they
that
bend.
Moment, is just, I don't know, there's just something unique about it. It's sort of like a snowflake. Every person's different in how they respond. Although they all sort of do the same thing.
Remember that wedding party that was on the dock?
Oh, yeah.
That one's hilarious.
It's one of my faves.
Yeah. How about the escalator at the hockey game this year? Did you see that?
Yes. Now, a lot of people were hurt on that.
Oh,
yeah, it sped up.
Yeah, it was just
started
wailing? And people just started. It was insane.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
And people just didn't know what to do.
That's funny. That reminded me.
This is out of my deck territory, by the way. I want it known this is not in my... loved
anybody in this room know what my all-time favorite video is on YouTube? Joey might know. Brandon might know. My all-time favorite.
The guy hit by the train?
No. It involves an escalator.
Oh, there's the escalator.
Joey knew it. The guy falling, going up the up escalator, that old man.
I saw that.
They used that on the news last week in a story about old people falling.
What?
I swear to God, I think it was NBC Nightly News. They had a story about old people.
He was going up.
Oh my God, you haven't seen it?
No.
He's going up the down
Joey,
escalator.
Joey,
I used to do that all the time, but.
No, he's going up the up escalator and he falls going up.
Oh, he falls.
It's ridiculous.
What? There it is.
Oh, there we go.
Cool.
It's Mark's favorite video. There he goes. He's. Oh.
Whoa!
Oh no!
And it just carries him.
It's just carrying him up.
He's just like, oh, here he goes. He's tumbling.
There's no way this should be. It shouldn't even be injured.
Too bad it wasn't in HD.
Now, tell me this guy had a little scrape on his arm.
Wait, where'd he go? Where's he at?
Left the picture.
He carried him up.
Now, tell me, he was not injured, was he?
Oh, he had to have. Watched.
No, he's totally fine.
What? He's just. What?
How?
He proceeded to fall getting on the elevator.
It's like
after
he fell anywhere.
Just wait till your daughter goes up the first time, you know.
Oh, my dad.
He just takes a ride up there on his ass.
My dad's fallen before.
But watch the barrel roll here. Like, he's like, here, he's recovered, and then he's gone.
I don't even see what happened to him. Nothing happened. He's fine.
He almost went over the rail.
It's like his briefcase is too heavy and it just pulls him backwards. Does it seem like that?
Oh, my God. That's great.
Do you think when he got up to the top, people are like, you think he just got up and like nothing happened?
Well, that's what I'm assuming because he leaves the picture. And
but that's the other best part about it. Nobody's around.
Yeah, and
that's a security footage.
I don't see anyone running up the escalator to go get him, so I'm assuming he just got up and walked away.
Joey mentioned that other video where the guy takes a dump in the parking structure and just leaves.
Great video.
Have you seen that?
No.
Joe? Stat.
Did you see the guy in the water slide the other day, by chance?
The guy what?
And the water slide. Like
it went off the water slide on the curve?
Yeah, the curve.
The kid that died?
No.
He was like a big guy. He was probably...
It was about a month ago. Yeah, it was a homemade water slide.
It was a homemade
slide. Yeah, or it was a water slide in the middle of nowhere. Oh, is this the guy taking a dump?
Here we go. Is that him, I assume?
This is just demented.
Was this guy just have to take a
Gotta go.
Oh, my God. Mark, how can you prefer the escalator to that?
I take it back. Escalator had been bounced to number two because of number two.
He's wiping his ass with.
Look at him look around. He like, look back.
It's like the infamous, is it a rhinoceros that defecates or a hippopotamus that defecates and spins its tail? It shoots out that far out of a human being.
Doesn't he look like he just does that all the time? Well,
yeah, the best is how he looks back.
He looks for parking structures.
Like, watch him look back. He's like, anybody right?
It's his go-to.
I think this guy only shits in parking structures.
Watch him look back. It's the best part.
He takes a projectile dump, diarrhea dump. It's really more liquid than... But the pants come down, it's like, bam, his timing's perfect. Look at the timing. His pants aren't even all the way down, and it's just flying out. It's like he turned a faucet on. There's a guy behind him. Oh, my God. The way he chucks the toilet paper. The way he chucks the butt drawer tells me he's done it millions of times.
Doesn't it look like he wipes with like a McDonald's bag or something that he has? It looks like a bag with it had an empty quarter pounder with cheese container in it because he gets some distance on the. You know what I'm talking about?
But he knew what he was doing though. Like he was so conditioned. It was so natural.
When he chucks the toilet paper, he gets great distance on it. You're right.
Is that a handkerchief? It had to have some weight to it the way it took off.
But he's got
a quarter pounder with cheese in it.
He's totally prepped. Look at the timing. The pants are down. It's flying out. I got to credit this guy for timing. This guy doesn't even look.
Watch him wing it. That's a bag.
I thought it was a jock strap.
Jock strap. That guy's got some serious ab muscles the way he shot it out of there, by the way.
He just walks away and continues on his day.
I'm blown away by this guy. And he's wearing a winter coat. It's cold out, obviously.
The
pants have just passed his anus when it starts flying off. I mean, the timing is incredible. He deserves, I give him a gold medal for this.
Wouldn't you love to see his to-do list for the day? He was before and where he was going?
I mean, if you had to go that bad and just had to be done, wouldn't you be a little frightened or a little uneasy? That guy was just so natural.
That's what I mean.
His go-to moves, Don.
He's like, what's next? Yeah, it's like no big deal. He does take a gander at what he's done.
Just think the poor guy that picked up that piece of paper.
Drew, he should.
Yeah, he should admire his aftermath, as Jay put it.
I want to know how many times he's watched it on his computer on his YouTube.
He got a really good glance.
Oh, man.
That is awesome.
I guarantee that guy on Facebook every year puts that up as the memory. Like every year that anniversary. Hey, remember this from 2 years ago? Hey, remember this from 3 years ago? Hey, remember this from 4 years ago?
Okay, it says grown man takes explosive shit in parking lot if you want to see what we just saw.
But you know he had no idea there was a camera there, so imagine the first time he saw it.
Unless it's an inside job.
It's gotta be. It was too good.
I want to know everything about that guy. Can someone do a documentary on him?
He is worthy of one.
Full,
that one
full documentary.
It took like the amazing thing. It took what 10 seconds? The pants come down. The explosive diarrhea comes flying out. He smacks. He wipes his ass with something. I don't know. He fires it, and then he's off. His pants are up and he's gone. It's like, can we time that?
I like. The distance of that, whatever that rag was, that thing just.
When do we start the clock? When he starts pushing his pants down?
Can we get IFC on the phone to put on a movie on him?
IFC. Okay, pants. He's got his hand on.
I'm starting the clock now.
Here it is.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It took too long to wipe. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
He's taking his
sweet ass time. That
20 seconds
to defecate. Who defecates in 20 seconds?
20.7.
I mean, it's complete. Everything's done. His pants are up. He's walking away.
But it was really over in like 10 seconds. That last 10 seconds.
He did. He took way too much time getting his pants up.
Yeah.
Look how relieved he is as he walks away, though. I know you picture before him just walking like this.
Well, he lost time, too, because he checked both pockets and his bag. So he lost a little time.
Yeah, bag search.
It's clearly an emergency. It's clearly an emergency.
Imagine the tree
no
hugger.
Charges,
imagine
Your Honor.
The tree hugger woman that walks by and picks up that piece of paper that's laying.
I move to dismiss all charges. It was clearly an emergency.
He's taking a really good look at his aftermath while he's pulling his pants up.
I mean,
I want to know where
he's on his way. He's not even. It's like it's over in his mind. He's not even thinking
like
about it.
Like every man has, you know, drank too much at a concert and, you know, went in the corner. But that's
the puke.
That's
okay. We're never gonna know where he was before.
Can I see the beginning again? I just want to see him walking up. If he looks like he's in trouble,
is it like a parking garage?
Yeah, it's a parking garage. So we're never gonna know where he was before, where he was going. But the person that posted this video left a very important piece out that they could have easily posted, and that was the person who found it. The next person to come across it.
Amen. Where is that video?
Because, you know, it probably looks something like this. There's just a... Oh, God! Ah! Where is the man that found, or woman that found that?
He is quite fascinated with his work. I didn't realize how fascinated he was.
The collateral damage.
About 10 views to figure that out.
Oh, that's
so many other things to be fascinated about.
Pull it up over there. Brandon pulled up another great one. That chick that took a dump on the supermarket floor and just kept nonchalantly moving on.
When you first said, okay, when you first talked about that video, I'm blown away. That was good.
Lady poops on supermarket floor.
It's only got amazing how quickly Jay got that.
It's only got 13,000 views.
13,000? That's all? Wait, she's wearing pants, isn't she?
Oh, totally.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
What's
she's just
condition?
On her way. It's like no big deal. I think she does that every day, too.
She forgot something.
She searches for a supermarket when she has to go to the bathroom.
That's her go-to move.
Wow.
You know, it's funny. The other guy's in a parking garage. She's in a supermarket. You know there's a bathroom in the supermarket.
Yeah, but where? And, you know, it seems like...
Well, clearly not in that aisle.
Aren't they kind of prejudiced? They don't really
she
want
She could at
customers.
Least went to with a salad bar.
Why are there certain places of business that are clearly prejudiced against you using their bathroom? Like 7-Eleven, would you go to 7-Eleven if you had to go to the bathroom?
Would I go there if I had to go?
You would think but it's not going to happen, right?
No, it's going to be a big deal. It's like employees only, right. You know.
You got to know.
No, or you're just going to get an outright no.
Especially the prices they charge.
Like the supermarket, even some malls, it's hard to find the bathroom.
Or you have to get a key for it. That's even worse.
At a gas station, you have to get a key. Wherever, and then you go in there and it stinks. It's like a sewer. It's like, I had to get a key to come and smell this sewer.
Give it back to him. It's okay.
All right, Jay.
Like it's so special, you need to get the key.
Jay, will you do hilarious diarrhea compilation? Because that just started playing on my computer after that.
Hilarious diarrhea compilation, that's what it's called?
And the first is a lady doing a clean and jerk.
Not so clean. Oh. Has it happened yet?
Is that her?
Oh,
yep.
Oh,
and then
did.
She comes back and like kicks it, even though it's diarrhea. You can't kick diarrhea.
Oh, my God, what a mess.
Who kicks diarrhea?
Oh, nice try. She's trying to make it so nobody knows about it.
Who kicks diarrhea?
What's this guy doing?
He's trying to light a fart.
Oh, he's trying to light a fart? Ah! It was not a fart. Well, what was she doing?
The rest of this video sucks. Most of them are fake.
Jay, go to Udi.com.
Wait, what did that guy do? I don't know what he did.
Honestly, the rest of these are mostly fake.
Are you kidding? What a disappointment.
No, I know.
Oh, I see. I still saw the front of the guy's shirt. Oh, we talked about this story. The reporter arrested for taking a dump in somebody's yard.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, we talked to his coworker.
Wait, what?
are those?
Why did this guy not remove his shorts? Or this? Oh, is that a lady?
No, it's a guy.
Oh, yikes! What a mess.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
That's great.
Top definition, poop standoff. This term is used when you're in a public restroom and you're trying to go number two and another person enters the stall next to you. You wait for that person to leave so they cannot hear your noise. If that person has to go as well, you might be caught in a poop standoff.
So these people obviously are afraid.
What are you afraid of? What, they want to take a dump next to somebody?
So they just go?
Are they afraid they're going to lose?
They don't want it. They don't want... They want to be sound free or they don't want... They want people to believe that they don't make noise.
You're in a bathroom. Of course,
yeah,
you're there to make a noise.
Although some people, I mean,
can you make a noise?
Oh, people clearly
like,
just.
What the fuck did you eat?
I know.
Know,
like, no qualms whatsoever.
Make a noise.
This is the hippo one. Oh, a hippo? The hippo
one? Oh, the hippo
fart?
One's famous, yeah. That's a real. That's a famous YouTube video.
Sounds like a weed whacker.
Now tell me that guy, that is very similar to the guy in the parking garage. Although I think the guy in the parking garage launched it further.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Okay.
That was enough feces for one day. So yeah, feces. What, how did we even get to that?
How did we get on that tangent?
Mark. Oh, that's the guy falling.
Mark's
up.
Mark's favorite video.
Falling up the escalator.
Well, it's actually my fault because I mentioned the Dex that I'm fascinated by watching Dex collapse. And I hope I'm not the only one.
No, as long as everyone's okay.
I mean, do you have a favorite deck collapse or a dock collapse? Or
Rotterdam, 2004, great deck collapse. What do you mean? Who has a favorite deck collapse?
I don't know. There's been quite a few up in the news lately, last couple of years. I mean, the wedding party was referenced.
Leeds, 1855, great deck collapse.
There is quite a bit out about Brian Wilson's bio, which we heard about a month and a half ago that it was coming. And Brian Wilson, you figure, well, it's got to be interesting if nothing else. I mean, whatever story he tells,
he's
whether it's
nuts.
The truth or not, yeah, it'll be a nutty kind of thing. And apparently it's pretty, I mean, he's on point. He's telling the stories about his abusive father, which I think people are most interested in because Murray Wilson, we've heard the tapes. He was crazy. He was a nut. He was a megalomaniac. He did turn his kids on to music, which is the only good thing he did.
He beat them.
Oh, he beat the shit out of them. No, he was a horrible guy. I mean, and some of the stories in here are just brutal. Brian had anxiety attacks by the time he was 14 years old. And constant voices screaming in his head drove him into escape into drugs, alcohol, and finally the hands of a charlatan doctor sounds what was diagnosed as mental illness. Duh. In spite of it all, Wilson became a musical genius, albeit a tortured soul, and co-founded, along with brothers Dennis and Carl, the quintessential American band, the Beach Boys. But along the way, we hear some interesting things like... Wilson struggled with anxieties as he was growing up in Hawthorne, California, 5 miles from L.A. International Airport.
This part's weird.
There was the constant noise from Hawthorne Municipal Airport, which bothered him. Also, the airplane exhaust fumes.
Yeah. Freaked him out.
The three Wilson brothers grew up in humble but a troubled home with a sweet mother who was a homemaker and the abusive father, Murray. Brian was born in 42, Dennis in 44, Carl in 46. They lived a few miles from the ocean, but they never went to the beach. When their father took them to the Pacific Coast beaches, where there was little surfing, the size of the ocean frightened Brian Wilson. He had no interest in the sport after getting conked on the head with a board.
Probably by Murray. It's probably Murray's board.
No doubt. He went deaf in one ear after a neighborhood kid hit him in the head with a lead pipe. That was Murray, too.
And then pointed at the kid and said, I can't believe that kid just hit you.
Arrest that kid.
You're soft. You're flatting.
His father, Murray Wilson, worked for a company that sold laths, but he loved music and steered his three sons into singing and playing in the garage he had converted into a music room.
And that was, again, probably the only contribution he made. He sang and wrote songs that were even performed on the Lawrence Welk show.
Ooh! That's
Murray. But Murray Wilson's personality was as bad as his love for music was good. He was rough and tough with his three sons, grabbing him by the arm, shoving them, hitting them with open and closed hands. My dad was violent. He was cruel, Brian wrote. He drank too much, became a monster. He didn't know how to deal with his son's fears. Whenever I got afraid, he would yell at me or slap me or call me a pussy, Wilson said.
Murray.
He'd slap the boys across the face again and again and again. When he didn't put his hands on us, he'd try to scare us in other ways. He would take out his glass eye and make us look into the space where the eye used to be. Ah! Oh, I'm tortured. I didn't even see it. Tortured for life and just from knowing that that happened.
Oh, come on. Give Murray some credit. It's a pretty good move to freak your kids out.
Oh,
right?
Gross. Oh, my God. Is that awful?
Give him points for uniqueness. To freak your kid out.
Oh, oh my God. Did you know anybody with a glass eye when you were a kid or ever?
Mm-mm.
No? There was a kid in Little League, Tom Porter, actually. He was a great player, too. He had a glass eye. So, you know, he used to hit 350, 400 with a glass eye.
Really?
Yeah, he was a great swimmer in high school.
He popping in and out all the time?
No, he didn't. He never did that.
How'd you know he had a glass eye? Was it obvious?
I think if once you knew, it was obvious. But he had an accident, you know, when he was like 9 or 8. And so people knew he had knocked his eye out. Required a glass eye. So everybody knew it. And then once a few people know, of course, everyone knows. But he was...
Did he always go, think of how good I would have been if I had both eyes?
You know, he never... I never heard him say anything like that.
Wow.
But he went into swimming, became his true love. Probably for that reason.
That makes
sense. Maybe. Because he wasn't a real big guy. Wasn't big enough to play football. And he's a great swimmer. Brian had, sometimes I provoked my
dad.
Did
you swim nude with him?
Oh. Oh, my God. I have to tell you something. This is going to blow your mind.
Uh-oh.
I never swam nude with Tom. But let me just finish this. And I'll tell you. My sister, an incredible revelation for my sister. Brian then added, sometimes I provoke my dad. Once I took a shit on a plate and brought it to my dad. Here's your lunch, I said.
Good for you. Good for you, Brian
Wilson.
Nice
family.
Good job, Brian Wilson.
He was sitting down.
I was hoping he was going to take a dump in his eye socket when he popped his eye out. Dad, I can't see it. Can you lay down and lean back a little bit?
Oh, my God.
Take a look into this eye.
He was sitting down with his pipe in his mouth. Get in the bathroom, he said. Then he came in and whipped the hell out of me. I was bringing the plate to him because of the times I didn't deserve. There were hundreds of those, at least.
Well, Brian, do you think Brian, in a way, kind of still protects Murray? Like, because he said at one point he said, I don't think he understood how to deal with a, you know, a kid that had anxiety issues.
I think most kids.
Murray Wilson's just an asshole.
Even troubled kids, I think when they're adults, they try to put some kind of a spin on it. Yeah, because I'm reading Springsteen's book. So much of what's going on in Bruce Springsteen's head stems from his father.
Yeah.
Who did not accept him, did not encourage him, did not seem to love him in any way, shape, or form, and was an alcoholic who sat at the dinner table when he got home from work and drank and drank and drank and drank and drank and drank, and the rest of the house just waited for him to blow up.
Oh, God.
I mean, that was their life. His mother was a sweet lady who somehow, for some reason, suffered this guy. And I got to tell you, it's just... so strange how much impact it had on Bruce. And, you know, having an alcoholic father, I did relate to a lot of this stuff. Just the drinking after work and, you know, dinner being put off for hours and hours. And like, God, when are we eating dinner? And, you know, one more drink. My dad was not nasty like Bruce Springsteen. His father was really just a mean SOB. But he, you know, as Bruce got successful, you know, how weird.
Yeah.
You're this asshole to your kid his whole life, and then your kid becomes this superstar. So Bruce, at 35, Bruce is talking about, I think it's around the river, his father calls him.
It's wow.
My father's never called me before. How weird. And he answers the phone. His father invites him to go marlin fishing. And Bruce
is
like...
Is that going to be awkward?
Well, Bruce was actually excited. My dad wants to do something with me. I mean, he's 35, you'd think... With all he has, why would he give a shit? But he did. And he says, well, what do I need to do, Dad? You want me to get a boat? And he says, oh, no, I got it covered. It's on me.
Oh, boy.
And Bruce is like, oh, boy, it doesn't sound too good. But he goes, and they take a flight from the Springsteen family moved from New Jersey to California in 1970, I think it was, when Bruce was 19. Which is weird. He just leaves Bruce behind.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an adult, but it still was kind of strange the way they just sort of
boom, separated themselves, went to the promised land. And I just don't think, other than his mother, he heard from his father at all, other than when he'd visit. So he goes on this fishing trip. And this time, of course, Bruce is a giant star. Bruce, you know, he said, I could have rented a 400-foot yacht, mm-hmm. you know. But my dad said he's got it. What am I going to do? So he flies from their California home to Cabo. And he rents a place, you know, and it's okay. No problem. You know, I think they got a room for Bruce, his father, and his neighbor, who was his dad's only friend for the last 15 years of his life. And they get up at 6 in the morning. They go to this place on the beach. It's a little off the beaten path to meet this boat. And Bruce says he hears this diesel sound of an engine kind of chugging around the corner, you know, around the bend.
Oh,
and he's like, what is coming? And he sees this guy as a Cuban guy. I think he said it was a Cuban. No, it was a Mexican guy. And the guy speaks no English. And he's got this boat, which is like a box with an engine.
Just like a regular rowboat with an engine on it?
Yeah, just a piece of shit.
Oh, boy.
And they get in the boat, and they start chugging out towards sea with the diesel fumes and a box lunch.
You're from Marlin and that little thing?
And 2 hours later, Bruce tries to communicate with the guy, like, how much further do we have to go? And he says, one more. And he thinks he means 1 minute. He means an hour. They chugged 3 hours in this boat.
Oh my God, that sounds miserable.
They get to the spot, and Bruce catches a fish, like, within seconds. I think he said he had a fish biting. He handed the rod to his father. His father reeled the fish in, and that was the last fish they caught.
Oh.
They caught no more fish.
Aww.
And then on the way home, Bruce said it was like, oh my God, we have to go 3 hours back in that stupid fucking boat. And he said he laid down, and with diesel fumes pouring into his face, he took a nap for a couple hours. They get back, and his dad's, you know, like, oh, it'll be better tomorrow. And Bruce said, oh my God. Anyway, they go to the bar, and Bruce said they drank beer till, I think he said, till late in the night, and laughed about, you know, just laughed about it the whole night. He said it sounded like the best night he ever had in his life.
Wow.
With his father. Cool. They had a ball, and they didn't go out with the crazy boat the next day, but I think they went home. But it turned out to be the best bonding I guess he could have imagined at that point.
I mean, he could have just taken a dump on his plate and said, here's your lunch.
Yeah,
Wilson did.
Could have been worse. And other than that, from the Wilson book, yeah, there's a whole story about Dr. Landy, this psychiatrist he meets in the 80s who takes over his life. He starts writing songs with Brian. He takes songwriting credits. Yeah. And eventually he ends up in prison, I believe.
Yep.
But
yep.
I can't wait to get that book. It's going to be interesting. There's Murray.
No, listen, syncopate a little.
Show him how to do it just once, Dad.
Sing it. Since you put me down.
No. Since you put me down, the booty deep, go on, then. Loosen up, sweetie. Watch your mouth.
But since you put me down,
no.
Since you put me down,
Since you put me down, baby, that's
it, Murray. You got it.
Syncopated
a little, and then
you know, triple A syncopated. That's right.
Hey,
let's go. He got it now.
Sing it, just like you did before. We got the mono. Now let's put the overdub.
Give me the mono, baby.
I love when Brian starts making.
Let him sing it once.
You want me to leave, Brian?
No, I just wanted you to let him sing it.
Mother and I can leave now.
He always starts to leave.
For the first time in my life.
Oh, bull.
Bull.
Brian said, come down, relax, so I did. Syncopate a little. Loosen up. Loosen up a little. You're too tense. Just loosen up.
I just had a bottle of wine. I'm so dizzy.
They have so many kids here. You shouldn't have it. But loosen up. You know what I mean? Loosen up and just forget it. You're doing a great job.
Really, I really am.
Can I tell you something? You did a wonderful job on the Christmas too, which I couldn't believe. I'm proud of you.
Bruce pushing his voice.
I'm the lead, buddy, on the next single. Loosen up and sing from your heart. Right down here. That's all you need. The rest is easy.
Okay, here we go. Let's have a little.
I don't know if I'm the same distance now or not. Do I get? Well, since I can't.
That close?
Okay, come
this,
on.
This close, it, really?
And sink from your heart.
I was way back here.
All right,
there.
Sink from your heart, then. Come back.
In the article that the Daily Mail had, it had one of the Murrayisms in there. Like, Brian was quoted saying one of the Murrayisms.
You mean like syncopate?
No, like, what are you, Big Star?
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
There's another, here's another one, other little quick part from that article where he's talking about how bad he was getting on the drugs and his anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
So on bad days, he'd hide in his apartment or his house, wherever he happened to be living at that time. And he says, quote, "Sometimes I had to go to hospitals for a little while to relax and think or to relax and not think. It was hard at these hospitals. They're very unfamiliar places. Lighting was different than what I was used to, and the sounds were different, and I had a hard time sleeping. On one such occasion in the late 60s, he was in bed trying to fall asleep when he heard a noise at the door. Quote, I turned, and there was a guy there with a huge hard-on.
Oh, yeah.
I looked away from it, up to the guy's face, and he looked just like Tonto. I mean, the actual Tonto from the TV's Lone Ranger show.
Maybe it was.
Jay Silverheels. I wasn't sure it was him. He had everything but the horse scout, Wilson writes. Are you Tonto? I said. He just stared at me. Then he turned and left the doorway.
What the hell, Brian? Brian?
Can someone cross-reference that with Jay Silverheels' memoirs? Like Jay Silver. So I walked into Brian Wilson's room. I had this huge hard on, but he recognized me, so I had to turn and leave.
I couldn't do anything. Couldn't do a damn thing.
From his perspective.
And to walk out there embarrassed as hell with a big hard on.
Some of the drug stuff is fascinating, too, in the book.
Yeah, Brian is not a proponent of drug taking. Mostly acid is what he tells people they should not do.
Yeah, so now...
I don't know many people who have flipped out on acid, but the ones that do really flip out.
Yeah. The money, too, like you were saying with Dr. Landy's pretty interesting.
God. Yeah, $35,000 a month he's paying the guy. Yeah. Plus per diems and all kinds of shit.
Yep.
Brian Wilson net worth $75 million. That's way below what he should be worth.
Yeah.
But his father sold their whole catalog, every songwriting right they had in 1970, I believe, for, I think, $600,000. It's got to be worth, you know, a couple hundred million, something like that. Hey, can you see if Dr. Eugene Landy has a celebrity net worth?
Brian's doing okay today, he writes. I love being in the chair. If I'm in Los Angeles, I end up there 100% of the days. I love watching Eyewitness News. The content's not very good, but the newscasters are pleasant to watch. I like game shows, but I'm getting tired of watching Jeopardy. It's the same bullshit every day. I like Wheel of Fortune. I like sports, too, mostly baseball, though I'll watch basketball and football. And then, of course, he misses Carl, who, of course, is dead, and Dennis, who's dead.
Yeah. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. Yeah. What a wild story, the whole band.
Brian, my favorite Brian Wilson memories are hearing him on Steve Dahl's show when he was going on his first tour. I think it was when Dr. Landy had sort of righted him. It was like, Brian's okay again, and he's going out to talk and to promote an album. And he was really kind of freaked out about it because he hadn't talked to any media in so many years. And so he gets in there, and just as Steve Dahl's introducing him on, I think it was WLS Chicago or WLUP AM, I'm not sure which one, AM1, I think it was AM 1000, Brian starts coughing. And he can't stop coughing. I mean, it goes on for like 2 minutes, and then he's okay, and he takes a sip of water, and he starts, it's like, oh my God, and starts coughing again. And this just repeats itself like 3 or 4 cycles. They take a commercial break. They come back. He's okay. Starts talking. Starts coughing again. Can't stop coughing. And then finally, after about 20 minutes, and I think 2 or 3 commercial breaks, Brian is sort of okay, and he gets through about 15 minutes.
Oh, how painful.
And then leaves. It was so bad.